Thank you for joining us on the Halifax Daily News with your host, Jamie and Lisa.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
If you tuned in another way, you can always find us at jamieandlisa.ca. And now, here they are, Jamie and Lisa.
And we're back. It's Monday, June the 9th. This is the Halifax Daily News.
And June is, we're well into it now. And this is...
June is busting out all over.
Yes, it is. We're getting into exam season for the high school students. And report cards are just a few weeks away. And good news, parents. The report card that you get in June is actually going to contain some English words, as opposed to the jargon that you have become accustomed to over the past few years.
Oh, the cut and paste?
Oh, God. Yeah. Nova Scotia government says report cards that will be distributed next month, or this month, I should say, will include personalized comments from teachers. Now, this was just after hearing some of the initial feedback from a survey that was launched back in March, and the Education Minister, Karen Casey, says, yeah, you know what? These report cards should be free of jargon and really should be discussing the students' strengths, areas of improvement, and, you know, just some real language that the parents can understand and work with the child on.
Would be very nice if teachers would put that effort. They always did, right up until fairly recently.
Yeah.
I've just noticed that in the last few years when Heather was in high school. I mean, the teachers were cutting and pasting. You know, things that were written on her report card didn't really make sense when it came to her, but it was probably the closest one. What was it, like a multiple choice? They could pick A, B, C, or D to put
on
there?
I'm not sure how that all works. My personal favorite, and this happened with both girls, some other student's name was contained within the body of the report card. You get down to, like, say, the math course, and it says, Beverly is doing very well.
Yeah.
It's like, whoops, cut and paste error there.
You cut where you should have pasted.
There you go. This is just the first step into real language report cards, which hopefully will be expanding come the new school year in September. Well, we certainly had some great weather over the weekend, and apparently this is just the first of more to come. The Weather Network, Environment Canada, has put out the 3-month forecast for the summer, and it's looking good.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I think we've banked enough crap days so that we can get some good summer out of this.
Yeah, the 3-month forecast showing temperatures average or slightly above normal for Halifax, and summer temperatures usually in the 20 to 25 range before humidity, so expect that to be a little bit warmer over the next couple of months.
You know what happened over the weekend? The weather was so nice. I have a Japanese maple tree, or at least it was a tree originally when I planted it. Then we had this horrible frost 2 years ago, and we lost most of it. And then last year, caterpillars all over the thing.
Yes.
So anyway, this tree looked like something out of a nightmare. Great on Halloween. It's just branches. That's all it was. And most of the branches had fallen off. So it was like my little Charlie Brown tree in the front yard. And I was looking at different kinds of trees to put there. And, you know, I'm doing my research.
You were plotting its demise.
And, well, it plotted its own demise there. It gave up. Well, lo and behold, with this last weekend that we had, we have leaves on it at the very bottom, like the bottom foot and a half of this tree. Really nice, good, healthy leaves. The rest of the tree is dead.
So what do we do? Do we cut off the dead stuff?
I don't know. Because then we'd have just this tiny little shrub.
Where the hell is Nikki Jabor when you need her?
Yeah, really. We should get her on the podcast.
That might be an idea.
But I'm afraid that she'll just say, no, just pull it out. I mean, this is kind of like he's become my friend. He's this little guy. I planted it a few years ago. He's just had nothing but bad luck. And he's trying so hard to live. I think I'm going to give another year on this one. But I just don't know what to do with the rest of the tree. Because, I mean, he's dead from the, you know, from about the 1 foot mark up. But I don't have the heart to break it off and just have this tiny little shrub in the middle of the lawn.
Yeah. I say we give it one more season. And then if it's dead this time next year, then we pull it up.
It's like that Monty Python. I'm not dead yet.
Hey, good news, Sackvillians and Beaver Bankers and such. The area has been awarded one of only 4 Lieutenant Governor Community Spirit Awards for the year for apparently demonstrating exemplary civic and community spirit over the last year. I'm not sure what other parts of the province got it, but none of them were in the HRM except for Sackville.
Well done.
Yeah, it includes Lower, Upper, and Middle Sackville and Beaver Bank. And they also make special note of the Lake District Recreation Association, the Sackawa Canoe Club, and Beacon House, the food bank here in Sackville. So there you have it, kids. So a few weeks back, you'll remember, we did the show live from the Bryony House, yes. Dare to Dream home. They need some help.
Oh?
Yeah, the end of May has come and gone, and only 7,000 tickets have been sold on the $1.2 million house.
Now, you should actually go back into the archives and listen to that podcast, mm-hmm. because the story behind this house is incredible.
Yeah.
Somebody built this house for herself, and she was so moved by Bryony House and the whole...
Oh, and the work that they do and how inspirational they were that she donated the house to them.
Take this house, I'll go build another one, and now they're auctioning this house off. And yeah. you really should go and see it, because the things that they have done into that basement is like a complete bar.
Oh, yeah.
Table way over on one side and darts, and then an area where you sit. And the actual wet bar that they have downstairs is larger than a lot of commercial bars that we actually have in this city.
That's true.
And then you go over to another side, and there's a lounging area with a TV. I mean, it is larger than a bar. Mm. This thing, it was built as a dream house. A lot of the dream homes are built to kind of suit everybody.
Well, yes, very generic in their style and their approach, but not this
is very
one.
Specific.
Yep.
I mean, there are some areas like the bedroom itself. I mean, this is a mansion. It really is. You would feel like a millionaire in this house. So definitely go check it out.
Yeah.
And you know what? Father's Day is coming up, so it might be a good present.
Good idea. Yeah, sad to see that only 7,000 tickets have been sold. They were hoping to sell 50,000 by the end of May. And it's not just the house either. I mean,
all those vehicles that they
cars,
have up for grabs.
Cars, money, vacations,
and you know
so
what?
Many things.
They have to do the draw
mm-hmm.
between you and me, and I'm winking right now. They were wanting to sell 50,000 tickets. They've only sold 7. Your chances of winning are incredible.
Yeah.
So seriously, this is the time to help out Bryony House, first of all, and to have a better chance of winning this than you've ever had before.
Absolutely. Yeah, they have to make the draw in September, come hell or high water, and they have to sell at least 35,000 tickets. So hopefully they're thinking that things will go a little smoother now that the QE2 home lottery is over and done with. And like you said, Father's Day is coming up, and if you want to have a look at it for yourself, it's 205 Willow Hill Ridge in Waverly, just over by Spider Lake. 6,000 square feet of absolute beauty.
And if you can't make it down there, you really should go back in the archives, listen to the podcast, because not only did we talk about the history of the house, but we described it. We gave a virtual tour of the house, and you can always get that, and that's free of charge.
Yep.
So, you know, listen, and that helps us out, too.
Mm.
Every time you download one of our podcasts, that helps us out too. So you can help out Bryony House. You can help out your dad because Father's Day is coming up, and you can help us out too. Everybody wins.
The Bears Lake Eastside Mario's is renovating, and they have posted an ad on Kijiji. It reads as follows. Bears Lake Eastside Mario's renovating, and we're selling our iconic Liberty crown. Yes, indeed. The crown that sits upon the top of the restaurant is for sale. They're only asking $200 for it. They say, here's your chance to not only own a piece of history, but to have a unique looking item for your business.
Cool.
Yeah. So if you're interested.
Hopefully you have an American business, because that's the top of the Statue of Liberty's crown.
Exactly.
You
know. But anyway, it's listed on Kijiji under Liberty Crown from Eastside Mario's. $200, that's a bargain.
Which Eastside Mario's is that?
Bears Lake.
So they're closing down shop?
No, they're not closing, but a lot of them, I think most of them around here are renovating. They're sort of stepping away from the whole New York theme and going with something else.
Hopefully not the east side of Dartmouth.
Yes, the crown is going to be replaced with the 3 stacks from Tufts Cove.
There you go.
Well, I guess the cat is out of the bag. Say congratulations to Darren Fisher, our deputy mayor.
Mm-hmm.
He wants to be our representative in Ottawa. He has filed the paperwork to be the candidate for Dartmouth in the next federal election. Now, he wants...
Under what party?
He wants to run for the Liberals, but this is just the first stop, because I believe there are 6 people who are up for the Liberal nomination.
Not picking favorites or anything,
mm-hmm.
but out of all the candidates, I'm pretty sure that Darren Fisher is the only one with a soft-coated Wheaton Terrier.
Yes, that's right. Juan Kenobi.
You have Dexter's vote, and you have Finnegan's vote, for sure.
Well, this is going to be interesting. Like I said, there's about 6 of them running for the Liberal nomination. All of them, for the most part, have some sort of connection to Mike Savage. And this is the seat that he used to occupy in Ottawa. the moment, it's held by the NDP, Robert Chisholm. So that is going to be a very interesting race come 2015.
I think there should be seven people going for that particular seat, and I think the seventh person should be Lisa Blackburn. And if you agree with me, you should write and say, Lisa, you should run.
No, I don't live in Dartmouth, first of all. If I'm going to run for anywhere, it's going to be right here in Beaver Bank.
Yeah, but you're going to be moving to Ottawa anyway, right?
I don't know. Do they ever? I don't think they officially move to Ottawa. I think they maintain their residence in their riding and then just sort of...
I don't know. Let's go ask Mike Duffy. Oh, no, that's the Senate, I guess.
Did you hear the latest about him, though? There's something like 35 or 65 nights that he charged in a Charlottetown hotel because he couldn't live in his official residence, the little cottage, because it was too stormy.
So his official residence was actually a cottage.
Yeah.
Which couldn't hold up to a storm, so he had to stay in a hotel.
That's right, in Charlottetown.
And his temporary residence, quote unquote, was in Ottawa, and that's the mansion, right?
Yeah.
And that's our money that's paying for all of that.
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Yeah. So were you a fan of Calvin and Hobbes, the cartoon?
I was a fan of Calvin and Hobbes until everybody became a fan of Calvin and Hobbes, and then people started making me sick. Mm-hmm. Same thing happened with Garfield. Same thing happened with The Far Side.
Dilbert.
Well, no, I never liked Dilbert.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, but there were a few that I actually liked, but then when the t-shirts came out and people started quoting them and all of that, then I started getting sick. Same thing with Calvin and Hobbes. I thought that was pretty demented when it first started.
Yeah.
It was kind of out there. But then Calvin and Hobbes books, Calvin and Hobbes mugs, Calvin and Hobbes everything. You were a fan, weren't you?
Not as big a fan as I was of The Far Side. I mean, I was a massive Far Side fan. But, I mean, certainly Calvin and Hobbes was on the list of must read in the comics because, just trying to think, they used to run Calvin and Hobbes in the Daily News, if I'm not mistaken. Well, when creator Bill Watterson retired, I remember that was a huge deal, and not much has been heard from him of late. But he made a brief unannounced return to newspaper comics this past week to raise money for a good cause and, well, because he thought it would be funny. He collaborated with the creator of Pearls Before Swine. That's a comic. Yeah. I've never heard tell of that. You're aware of it?
Oh, yeah.
Watterson actually drew a panel in each of the comics that ran this week, and it's the first time his art has appeared in the funnies since Calvin and Hobbes ended its run in 1995. So he was raising money, actually, for Team Cul-de-Sac. It's a charity that was co-founded by another cartoonist that raises money to fight Parkinson's disease. So don't look for any more Calvin and Hobbes, by the way. This was just a total one-off thing, and he's going back to being as reclusive as he ever was, so... Calvin and Hobbes fans, stand down. It ain't going to happen.
Last couple of weeks, we've had guests on our Friday show, and the email bag was kind of put off. We are definitely going to do an email bag here. Had a great assortment of emails to read last couple of weeks anyway.
Okay.
So keep them coming. Better yet, you know what? Make a comment on our Facebook page because that gets people talking.
Mm-hmm.
I know Stephen Burke does. He critiques every show.
I love it.
Now, you know what? I like it too. And if you want to comment about what he has to say or just about the show in general, go to the Facebook page, The Halifax Daily News. Or, of course, you can go to our website, jamieandlisa.ca. We're back again tomorrow.
Until then.